Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Raja Krishnamurthy. Congressman, thanks for saying hi. How are you today?
Hey, John. Good. How are you?
Good. Two things I wanted to talk to you about this morning. One, the trip to Taiwan and other places with Nancy Pelosi, and then the Inflation Reduction Act and what it does and doesn't do. Some people were critical of us sort of hitting the hornet's nest while you two were over there. You weren't the only two. But what have you heard and what do you say about the advisability of going to Taiwan?
Oh, I think it was absolutely the right thing to do, John. There were two reasons why we went. One is, especially in light of Ukraine, we have to make sure that what Russia did to Ukraine doesn't happen with regard to the People's Republic of China, attacking Taiwan. And so because of that, we have to stand shoulder to shoulder with our friends in Taiwan and in the region to resist any aggression by the PRC. The second reason we went was to expand our economic ties to the region, especially in light of the passage of the CHIPS Act, which encourages the manufacturing of semiconductor chips in the U.S. Those countries are incredibly excited about basically manufacturing more semiconductor chips here in light of that act, and quite frankly, moving some of their production from PRC to America.
Well, I think they need us more than we need them. I don't think Taiwan's going to go anywhere. They're not going to loosen their ties to the United States. And I understand that what's happening in Ukraine has been kind of a catalyst for this relationship between China, Taiwan, and us. But it seemed like we were the ones that were almost making things worse. For instance, did we have to go there right now? Maybe we didn't need to sort of cement our ties. Taiwan will always be our ally. Maybe this is actually going to accelerate China's demands in that region. You didn't see it that way.
No, I completely disagree, respectfully. Look, if the cost of the Chinese government taking these provocative measures is ceding control of Taiwan or ceding control of our travel schedules, that's a price that we are not going to pay. Mm-hmm. And really what has happened here, according to a lot of, I can't get into the details of the intelligence, but, you know, Xi Jinping, the head of the Chinese Communist Party, who's seeking a third term, so to speak, in the upcoming Party Congress in November in China, is under tremendous domestic pressure. His economy is sliding right now because of a botched response to COVID. And as a consequence, he and his colleagues are looking for a pretext to deflect attention from their domestic problems. And so Taiwan is that shiny object that they're trying to get people to focus on. If it wasn't our trip, John, it was going to be another trip by another group of members of Congress. And so it really is a situation where, you know, we have to stand with our partners against aggression. It's not only the morally and ethically right thing to do, but it's also our obligation legally under the Taiwan Relations Act.
I'll also note that you aren't the only ones to have gone over there. Lindsey Graham has been over there. Notable Republicans have made a trip to Taiwan, too. Let's talk about the Inflation Reduction Act. What's good about it? What's bad about it, Congressman?
Oh, it's just a terrific piece of legislation. It does a number of things. One, it lowers carbon emissions through making it basically easier for consumers as well as businesses and others to access renewable energy sources for their power. It also lowers prescription drug prices. It lowers insurance premiums on the Obamacare exchanges, and ultimately it lowers the deficit and inflation. I think this is a win-win-win-win, as far as I'm concerned.
I wish that it had capped insulin charges for people that aren't on Medicaid or Medicare. For younger people that are in the private exchange, that's a catastrophic bill for some people. This doesn't remedy that.
It was actually introduced as part of the package that cap could on private health insurance coverage could not be included. So what the folks in the Senate did, the Democrats did, was they introduced it as a separate measure. And believe it or not, it got filibustered by the Republicans.
Why?
I think that's absolutely unacceptable.
I know I need to ask a Republican that, but why? I don't understand that. Why would they put it this way? Folks from the Kaiser Health Institute, the health reporting news agency, said that that's just a result of the lobbying by Big Pharma. But I think that's there's got to be more to it than that. Why did the Republicans not work harder on that?
Pharma is absolutely behind this. By the way, pharma said Democrats are going to pay a price for the provisions with regard to negotiating prescription drug prices on the part of Medicare. I think that is unacceptable. And I think that with regard to the insulin issue, it's crazy how much people are paying for insulin on a monthly basis when this particular drug, you can say, is the same formulation it's been for decades, John. And so, you know, this is one where I and others are going to push for the cap in the private market. And I think people should be held accountable for their votes on it.
Give me your reaction to this from the Wall Street Journal. Then there's the $80 billion IRS revenue service expansion. $80 billion to get more IRS agents to generate the income that'll pay for some of this stuff. Millions of honest taxpayers and small businesses may reasonably fear that they're going to lose time and money to bureaucrats needlessly rooting around in their tax returns. What do you say to that, Congressman?
Unfortunately, what we know is that there are a lot of folks who don't pay their taxes. It's called the tax gap, meaning the difference between what folks should be paying versus what they are paying currently. And there are a lot of tax cheats. I think that given the nature of the IRS's systems and the fact that they've just taken a beating in terms of attrition and a low number of workers, given all the changes in the tax code over the years, I think.
And the congressman's now cutting out. But I think we know where that answer was going, that that cost is justified or the inconvenience is. And with that, Congressman, thank you for joining us. You're sort of cutting out there, sir. I'm having trouble hearing you, but we'll get to the news next anyway. That's Congressman Raja Krishnamurthy, the Democrat from Illinois' 8th.